Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Pop Goes the Diesel by Reverend W. Audrey. Created by Briss Allcroft and read by Toby Yelland. Duck was very proud being Great Western. He talked endlessly about it. But he worked hard too, and makes everything go like clockwork. It was a splendid day. Trucks and coaches behaved well. The passengers even stopped grumbling. But the other engines didn't like having to bustle about.
"There are two ways of doing things," Duck told them. "The Great Western way, or the wrong way. I'm Great Western and don't we know it," they groaned.
They were glad when a visitor came to the island. He purred smoothly towards them. The fat controller climbed down.
"Here is Diesel," he said. "I've agreed to give Diesel a trial. He needs to learn. Please show him, Duck."
"Good morning," purred Diesel in his oily voice. "Pleased to meet you, Duck." "Is that James and Henry and Gordon too? I'm delighted to meet such famous engines."
The silly engines were flattered.
"He has very good manners," they mumbled.
"We are pleased to have him here in our yard." But Duck had his doubts.
"Come on,"
he said shortly.
Oh yes, said Diesel. The yard, of course. "Excuse me, engines."
And he purred after Duck, talking hard.
"You're worthy the fat
Sir Topham Hatt to you," ordered Duck.
Diesel looked hurt.
"You're worthy Sir Topham Hatt thinks I need to learn. He is mistaken. We Diesels don't need to learn. We know everything. We come to a yard and improve it. We are revolutionary."
"Oh," said Duck. "If you're Rebel Thingany, then perhaps you can collect my trucks while I fetch Gordon's coaches."
Diesel, delighted to show off, purred away. With much banging and clashing, he collected a row of trucks. Duck left the coaches at the station and came back. Diesel was now trying to take trucks from a siding nearby. They were old and empty. Clearly they hadn't been touched for a long time. Their brakes would not come off properly, and Diesel found them hard to move.
"Pull! Push! Backwards! Forwards! Oh!
The trucks groaned.
We can't! We won't!"
Duck watched the operation with interest. Diesel lost patience. He roared, and gave them a great heave. The trucks jerked forward.
Oh!
They screamed.
"We can't! We can't!"
Some of their brakes broke, and the gear hanging down bumped on the rails and sleepers.
"We can't! We can't!"
Their training brakes caught on the point and locked themselves solid. Roared Diesel. The rusty coupling rod broke, and he shot forward suddenly by himself.
"Ha ha ha ha," chuckled Duck.
Diesel recovered and tried to push the trucks back, but they wouldn't move, and he had to give up. Duck ran quietly around where the other trucks stood in a line.
"Thank you for arranging these, Diesel," he said. "I must go now."
"What? Don't you want this lot?"
"No, thank you,"
Diesel groaned.
"And you've been taking all this trouble, but why didn't you tell me?"
"Well, you never asked me. Besides," said Duck innocently, "you were having so much fun being Revo... whatever it is you said. Goodbye."
Diesel had to help the workmen clear the mess. He hated it. All the trucks and coaches were laughing. He even heard them singing. Their song grew louder and louder, and soon it echoed through the yard.
Trucks are waiting in the yard, taxes them with easel. Show the world what I can do, gaily boast a diesel. In and out he creeps about like a big black weasel. When he pulls the wrong trucks out, pop goes the diesel.
He groaned and scuttled away to sulk in the shed.